Welcome to the Creating Your Life podcast. This is day 36, Creating Community. Lou Tice wrote a book called Smart Talk for Achieving Your Potential. And if you're looking for a next step for reading something along these lines that can take you more deeply into creating your life and helping others, I strongly recommend his book. In that book, he shares a wonderful way of looking at the movie and the story of The Wizard of Oz. Think about that. Recall that there was a girl who traveled with three characters, a scarecrow who wants a brain, a lion who wants a courage, and a tin man who wants a heart. And she, the girl, Dorothy, she wants to go home. She, as you'll recall, she lived in Kansas. A tornado took her house away, and she ended up landing in this strange land. And all she wants is to go home. So they all want something, and then they decide to go see the Wizard of Oz. Why? Because he's a powerful authority. He has the touch. He has the ability to give them what they want. He's transformative. So they go see the wizard, and it turns out, they're a bit disappointed because it turns out he's just a man behind a curtain. There was no true wizard. It was all a big illusion. But something does happen, and it turns out this apparently ordinary man has the power. He is a wizard in a very different sort of way. He asks them what they want, and he asks the Tin Man, what do you want? And the Tin Man says, well, he wants a heart. And the wizard tells him that everyone who has a heart can hear it tick. So he gives him a clock to wear over his heart, where it would be, and tells him to, in essence, you have a heart, go out and live like you do. And he does. Now that the Tin Man can hear his heart, he acts like he has one. Tears come to his eyes, he has more feeling, he comes more from the heart. All because the wizard took him through a kind of rite of passage, touched him and said, now you have a heart. Now, what did the cowardly lion want? He wanted courage. So the wizard tells the lion that, well, you know, everyone who has courage has a medal. So he gives the lion a medal and he tells him, you now have courage. Go out and live that way. Live as if you have courage. And he does. This is one of the reasons why medals and other rites of passage are important in the military. Few people can go into a battle zone with the courage ready-made. They must go through several initiatory rites of passage to adopt the picture of courage, the picture of discipline, the picture of being a soldier and what a soldier does, so that they can be brave and capable and honorable under fire. That's what boot camp is initially about. It's all about not just kitchen remodeling, but remodeling the entire home so that the soldier can then move into a military home, a military state of consciousness. Finally, the wizard comes to the scarecrow. And what does the scarecrow want? He wants a brain. So what does the wizard give to him? He gives him a diploma. Now think about that, those of you who are about to graduate. The wizard gives the diploma to the scarecrow and tells him, you now have intelligence, go out and live it. And he does. Think about it. Someone wants to be a surgeon. They don't hold them the picture of themselves as a surgeon, although they study very hard. They go to the graduation ceremony, and before the ceremony, they cannot cut into a person. They accept a diploma, and then they're told that now they are a surgeon. Go forth, act like it, and now they can cut into someone. What has really changed the morning before receiving the diploma and the evening after? Just the picture they have of themselves. So it's important to realize that you are now becoming a powerful, positive influence on yourself and everyone around you. That's how the wizard saw himself. He was an empowering wizard. He gave people heart, courage, and brains. However, we live in a world where there are a lot of people who also are destructive wizards. People who steal a little bit of your heart and your courage and your brains. Who are they? Who are the empowering or destructive wizards in your life? Did you have a teacher who told you that you're not very good at something and thus stealing a part of your brain? Did you have someone call you a coward and steal some of your courage? Or did you have a lover who called you cold and unfeeling and stole a little bit of your heart? What pictures did people offer of you of yourself that you actually bought into simply because you thought they were authorities? It goes further than that, though. When were you unknowingly a destructive wizard? When did you criticize someone or out of anger, sarcasm, or embarrassment take a little bit of heart, courage, and brains from someone who perceived you as an authority? How many times has your own mind told you negative things about yourself? How often have you actually been a destructive wizard to yourself? If you're a parent, what kind of wizard are you to your children? Do you consciously give them rites of passage? Do you give them an image of the responsibilities and new opportunities available to a 12-year-old when they're 11? Do you use birthdays as rites of passage to initiate them into a greater and greater picture of themselves as they grow? If you are a father, do you make sure that your son goes through a rite of passage that helps change his picture and shift into being a responsible man? Has it ever occurred to you that the reason that there are so many boys in men's bodies is because these boys never went through a rite of passage to change their picture? Girls have a natural biological event that ushers them into womanhood. What do boys have? In earlier days, and in some parts of the world still, there are fathers who take their sons hunting or camping or did something that ritually ushered them into being a man, an adult male with adult male responsibilities. How often do these days is that particular rite of passage missed? My father was one who failed to provide me with a rite of passage into manhood. He was more interested in television and his own inner world. He was very apathetic. But I managed to change my own picture by first getting a job at 16 and beginning to pay for my own clothes and hobbies, and then, two, having my mother and stepfather tell me it's time to get out on my own and pay my own bills when I turned 21. I may not like what they were doing at the time, but it turned out to be the best thing for me. My father was a destructive wizard, not out of trying, but because he was unhappy with himself, and so he took it out on others around him. Once I discovered what he was, I spent time going through all the destructive things he said about me. I systematically changed all those pictures in me, letting them go, transforming them to positive pictures through these imagination exercises. And you can do the same. So let us begin. Now is the time for you to go through a rite of passage. Now is the time for you to become an empowering wizard. And I am absolutely serious about this. Ready? Okay. By the authority granted to me, by me, a powerful, creative, empowering wizard, to you, who has completed this course, I now declare that you are a wonderful, creative, and empowering wizard who helps others grow into better persons. An empowering wizard who now gives heart, who now gives courage, who now gives brains to everyone you meet. Go out and live it. And that's it for the Creating Your Life podcast. I hope you found this 36-day course illuminating. You can listen to these podcasts anytime and take the next step in dreaming your life. Take care and dream big.